24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Edition of Inner Peace. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator, and you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or my private community at BennyOnDemand.com. Today I want to talk about using your gift to the best of your ability. See, many of you are not getting the success that you're looking for in your life simply because you keep doing everything else except using your gift that you were born with. See, the beauty of us being human beings having a spiritual experience is that when we came to this earth, we were all given a gift. Some of our gifts are more flamboyant than others, but I can pretty much guarantee you that we all were given a gift. So let me talk about mine, and maybe somehow it'll connect with what I'm saying. You know, I have the gift of voice, and I have the gift of experiences. I never knew those two were supposed to go together. For a long time, I was trying to do and sound like everybody else. I was trying to make music, whatever was hot, I was gonna do that type of music because that seemed like what everybody was doing at that time. And I never quite had the major success I thought I deserved. And then I began to look a little deeper inside and realize that, Benny, you have the gift of voice, but maybe you don't supposed to be that rapper. And then I began to look at my life and say, in the short span of my life, I've lost my brother to violence. I've lost my sister to violence. You know, my other brother died, and my father and firstborn child. And all this time, I thought, growing up, I thought I was the black sheep, when really, I was the diamond. And now I understand that as I learn more about myself. So really, I was supposed to be on stage like I am now, but as a speaker, someone who inspires others to see the greatness that's within themselves. And I learned the more I became who I was born to be, the more success chased me. So let's get back to this point of the gift. Each and every one of you have a gift. Some may be the best cook. Some may be a people person. Some may people have told you that, hey man, you dance so well. Or, oh my goodness, how you crochet. You know, and I think what happens a lot of times is people looking for the big flamboyant gift instead of looking for the gift that's within. And each one of us are given a gift. But what has to happen is you have to begin to use your gift regardless of what people say, regardless of what people think. Because a lot of times distractions come in the way to take you away from your gift. I know a young lady who can sing her butt off. And when I tell you this young lady has an extraordinary singing voice. But does she use it? No. She does everything outside of singing. Because she's stuck in, I guess, as she like to say, reality. But you got to be able to dream. She wasn't possibly born with a voice like that to be doing some of the things she's doing, which I'm not gonna say because I don't want to tip off who it is. But if this person was to use their God-given singing voice, she would not only be a multi-millionaire, but I think she would be more happy than she's ever been in her entire life. But she's so stuck in what she believes about herself, regardless when people tell you all the time, my goodness, you have an extraordinary voice. And that's what people would say to me. So all I would do is say, you know what? Let me see how I can use. Everybody says I have an extraordinary voice. How can I use this extraordinary voice to serve others and serve myself? And that's how the motivator was born. I realized that when I spoke, people listened. I realized that the tone and the power of my voice would get people's attention. I realized that all the heartache and pain I've been through was to be shared so that others can see that there's a way out. And I begin to use my gift in that way, which brought me to the success level where I'm at now. And you don't use your gift so you can make money. You just use your gift so that you can serve. Money will chase you. I can guarantee you that when you are one of the best at what you do, people will pay you a lot for what you do. I always tell people, if you can't be the sun, be a star. If you can't be a star, look towards the stars, because there's room in the sky for everyone. You simply have to use your gift. So let me give you a few steps of using your gift before we get out of here. One, find out what it is you are gifted at. My example, I have the gift of voice. So what did I create? I created a digital radio station. But not only that you can hear my shows, so that you could hear shows from other great people with great information. And that's Bashani Radio and VerkeRadio.com. Also, I created powerful audiobooks that people can take with them. So you see how everybody said I had extraordinary voice, so I found ways to use it. Here's what I want you to do as your call to action. I want you to, one, write down what you truly believe your gift is. And your gift is usually something that you can do that you don't have to go to school for, that you didn't have to be taught to do. You just have a natural ability to do it. And then I want you to write down 4 things that you can possibly use that gift to help and serve other people in some fashion or form, and still enjoy using the gift. And 3, I want you in the next 24 hours to do one of those action steps that you believe your gift was made for. Here's what those things would do. It would get the energy inside of you growing. You have to take an action step towards something to make it become real. If people have told you, oh my goodness, you make the best cakes in the world, start with 1 cake and go out and give slices away. See how people like it. If people told you, you can plant flowers like nobody else, go to one place and plant some flowers, or plant some flowers in your backyard. Whatever your gift is, you have to use it. Because many times when you don't use it, you will lose it. The gift has been given to you because you are the one that God said that can use your gift in the way He wants you to use it. Yes, there's many other people that might have the same type of gift, but nobody can use your gift like you use your gift. Stop sitting around looking at other people's gift, trying to figure out how you can be better than their gift. That has nothing to do with you, and that is none of your business. Your gift is not made so that you can compete against others. Your gift is made so that you can collaborate, that you can contribute, that you can help and serve others. But you can't be afraid of your gift, and you have to use your gift. Nobody's gonna come and just pay you a whole lot of money to tell you to use your gift. You have to be out there. You have to be open. You have to be honest with yourself. There's a reason you were given that gift. And the only way you're going to find out what that reason is, you have to use that gift. I can guarantee you, if you focus on using your gift, all the other things that you want to happen in your life will come into play. Don't try to count the next man's gift. Don't try to count the next man's money. I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. There are millions of speakers in the world, but there's no one who sounds like me. There's no one who orchestrates it like me. And I have no problem looking at some of the mistakes I make even when I talk, but that's me. That's who I am. Learn to love who you are and learn to use the gift that you've been given. And I can guarantee you, when you use the gift that you have been given, you will then find yourself in a place of true joyfulness. See, happiness is temporary. I can give you $1,000. I can give you $1,000,000. I can give you $1,000,000,000. And you'll be happy for a moment, but you may not be joyful. Joy is when you can wake up in the morning and do exactly what you want to do, how you want to do it, how much of it you want to do. That's the power in using your gift. So I stress to everybody that's it. The fact that you heard this show leads me to believe there was a message for you on this episode. Focus on your gift and everything else will fall into place. I can absolutely guarantee you. because when you do what you do to the best of your ability, something that you were gifted with, oh man, they can't stop you, brother. They can't stop you. See, people hear my voice and the first thing they say, oh my goodness, do you sing? You sound like Barry White. Well, I can never be Barry White. Barry White was a legend. He was a legend singer. But if you wanna give me that compliment, then I guess I'll be the Barry White of inspirational and motivational speaking, right? As Barry White would say, show your ad. As I'ma say, show me that microphone and I'll tear it up, as Rakim said. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this has served you in such a way to, at the minimum, get you thinking about using your gift. You know, I'm Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or my private community at BennyOnDemand.com. And that's Benny with an I-E. It's B-E-N-N-I-E. A lot of people always put a Y. I don't know why. No pun intended. Until the next episode, catch me right here on Bashani Radio every Sunday, dropping some inner peace, helping you learn to go within and using what you have already inside instead of trying to get some new stuff. Okay? I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Like I always say, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. See you next time. Peace, love, and light.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000. Or online at NYCVirtualOffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.